So, Ed, can you tell me a little bit about your background there?
Okay. Anyways, I've been working in the intelligence and communications field in Ottawa for the past 36 and a half year or 36 plus years or whatever. So I've been working with protecting the rights and the secrets of Canadians for that period of time or whatever there. So I have a good understanding of what it means to represent the people and their understanding of what it is for privacy and all that stuff. And plus, I've been a counselor for the last 4 years in Clarendon or whatever there. So it gives me an understanding of all the current issues and stuff like that. And I've lived my whole life in the Clarendon area there. So that's going on 57 years or whatever there. So I'm a devoted Clarendon person or whatever there. So
what do you like the most about living in Clarendon?
Like I said, I'm kind of where I live or whatever. I'm third generation or whatever, so I live on a piece of property that's what my grandfather and my dad used to farm or whatever, but I chose to go a different venue or whatever, so I still own the farm property. But I mean, it's just the municipality itself. It's always been a great municipality to live in, and the people and stuff like that are all great people and stuff like that. So I've really enjoyed my time spending my life here, and I think it's probably where I'll end up ending it as well. So,
you mentioned you'd served time as a counselor before. Was it just the one term, or?
Yeah, I've been a counselor for the past 4 years in Clarendon.
Okay, and so what prompted you to run for mayor this election?
Like I said, I've worked for the past 4 years with the municipality, and I worked with John or whatever there, and I got an understanding of what the issues were in Clarendon and stuff like that. I mean, we've tried to meet most of them face on, but I know a lot. Some of them are still outgoing and stuff like that. And after talking with John and stuff like that, I felt I could continue on with the work we've been doing for the past 4 years, as well as improve some of the things and hopefully, expand and make the municipality a better place.
Over the past 4 years, is there any accomplishments or things that you're particularly proud of as a council of accomplishing?
For the past 4 years, we've always, we've maintained our tax rates and stuff like that for the municipality or whatever. We've always been able to work with the budget and stuff like that, so we've never had any tax increases, and we've tried to always maintain and keep our road infrastructure up for the agriculture community and stuff like that there, which is a big part of the municipality and stuff like that, with COVID and stuff like that, it's had an effect on everywhere and our municipality as well. But it's, we're always trying to grow and bring new businesses in and get families to move into the municipality and stuff like that, and have people that were here and left to hopefully have them return and continue on with some of the traditions of the agriculture industry and stuff like that. So,
and as far as the next 4 years looking ahead, if you're elected, what would your priorities be for the municipality?
Currently, I think, like I said, one of the biggest things is getting the municipality back on solid footing and stuff like that. With COVID, a lot of our smaller businesses and that have had some struggles and stuff like that, so that would be one of the things to support them and make sure that moving forward that they don't have to fold up shop and stuff like that or whatever. And then as well, as we always need to maintain and upkeep our road infrastructure solid and stuff like that for our agriculture community and stuff like that, and we're always looking to expand and invite new industry and businesses to the municipality as well as the Pontiac or whatever there. So that's some of our goals, and stuff like that, and the environment with the dumping and all that situation and stuff like that there. We've always tried to get people to understand the process of recycling and the green stuff and all that there. So we'd like to, kind of expand on our recycling issues and stuff like that there, and get people better informed so that more stuff ends up in recycle as opposed to a landfill site. So.
All right, Ed, I'm going to let you appeal directly here to any electors there in Clarendon. Why should they choose you compared to your opponent?
Personally, I think, like I said, I've lived in Clarendon my whole life or whatever, and I've represented the municipality for the past 4 years, and I think we've done a good job or whatever, and I'd like to continue on with that. I've had a background of dealing with people my whole career and stuff like that, so I have a very good understanding of people can get frustrated sometimes when things don't happen overnight or whatever, but I'm certainly have work with an open door policy, and any issues that they have, I'd definitely bring them to our table and stuff like that, and make sure we get to try to get that resolved to the best solution for everybody, and stuff like that. And I think moving forward, you know, like I said, I'm going to be retired now, so it's a position that I can devote. I'm retiring at the end of October after almost 37 years working in Ottawa, so it's a position that I'd be able to put myself towards full-time and stuff like that there. So I think I'd be an asset to the community if people would give me the opportunity to show what we can do in the next 4 years.
Awesome. Mr. Walsh, I want to thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, Caleb.